Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series Game 5 is tonight after the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers last night 6-2. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 Fan. Orioles have a new manager. His name is Craig Albernaz. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, he was a former executive for the Orioles, now with MLB Network Radio. Pretty sure he's in L.A. covering the World Series for MLB Network Radio. It's Jim Duquette. And Jim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So just Craig Albernaz, what do you think of the hire?
Well, I like it. It's one of those that he's been on the scene here for the last couple of years as a managerial candidate. He's come fast, you know, in the industry. He's had a couple of interviews for manager positions. Took him, his name out of the running in a couple of them, especially last year. I think he was a finalist for the White Sox. Took his name out of the Marlins gig. Neither one I would have viewed as all that favorable, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know the Marlins turned out to be all right, but you know, these have to be custom fits on both sides, you know. And I think with Craig, he was in a point in his career where he was advancing well. He wanted to make sure he found the right fit. And so when you kind of look at, you know, some of the criteria that Cleveland has, you know, their rosters, the way they're built, they have a lot of young players. Stephen Vogt's a friend of mine. He's their manager, and he's been close friends with Craig for a long time. He's been talking about Craig now for a couple of years, even before they were together as a you know, bench coach and associate coach like Craig was last year with Voter. So when he speaks highly of people, you know, he's been on my radar for a while, and I was like, oh, all right, the O's, I think they got a good one. Obviously, it comes with inexperience. That's maybe the only downside in that. So I'm kind of curious who he ends up hiring around him to help him as a coaching staff.
Well, Mike Elias is going to have to be very busy this offseason, Jim, in terms of adding talent to this 26-man roster. But in terms of Craig Albernaz, he's going to have to try to get these young guys back on track, and in particular, Adley Rutschman. And, of course, Craig was a former catcher himself. Can Adley get back to what he was in 2023 and the first half of 2024?
Yeah, generally, yeah. When guys have bet down seasons or, you know, off years or whatever, you know, I do think that, but with, you know, the high upside that we've seen with him, you know, as long as they're willing to make adjustments over the wintertime, which, you know, as we know, he's going to have to make some adjustments, you know, with the swing, defensively, there's a lot to it, but I have a high degree of faith and confidence, that Adley can do it. But, you know, this is going to be, it's going to be an organization-wide situation, right? So Albernaz is going to have some ideas and thoughts, and you know, it's gaining the trust of Adley, you know, who's been a good major leaguer for a while. You know, that sometimes takes a little bit of time, but you know, I have a high degree of faith that he can help Adley, and you know, if Adley's open to making the adjustments necessary, I think he'll get back to hopefully something similar to where he's been. It's not always that way, as you guys know, but you know, I think that this hiring had I'm sure something to do with the fact that they have some high-end catching in the organization, obviously with Adley and Basayo and you know, so I'm kind of anxious and curious to see what impact that the new manager has on both of them.
So, Duke, he comes here with a little bit of jam because he's turned down jobs before and he was in obviously in demand for other jobs. What do you think that means for the tug of war or the potential, maybe that's too strong of a word, push and pull between our guys and your guys and fitting out a staff and how much, yeah, you know, contracts they want him to absorb of guys who were here, who they kind of like, how do you think that sorts itself out?
Well, I feel like with, you know, bringing in, I was very curious, and we talked about this the last time, but, you know, whether, you know, do you bring in somebody like Tony Mancilino, who's a good baseball guy, did a nice job in that position, or you keep a guy who's more the same, you know, who's been a part of the organization, or do you bring in fresh ideas and blood from outside? I think this is exactly what the Orioles need. They need somebody who's willing to stand up, give their thoughts, give their ideas, different perspectives, bring in different personnel, right? I think that's what they've been, you know, looking for potentially as a, you know, GM, whenever that guy is coming in, if he comes in. But I think to me, the reason, additional reason why I like this hire is, you know, the Guardians have been doing things the right way for a while. You know, they've had a lot of success. That organization's had a lot of success, and he has, you know, learned under them and has been trained under them. So I'm, again, this is all, you know, relationship building, and is the front office going to pay attention and listen to, you know, recommendations coming from the manager's office? You know, there's some of that that is a part of this, but, you know, I think on the surface, the new ideas and the, let's say, I'll give you a quick example, mm-hmm, that, you know, from a pitching side of things, the Guardians have done a terrific job of developing pitching and using their bullpen, and they, it's not a secret from what we've talked about before. The Orioles need help on that front. You know, I think Craig's coming in with some really potentially positive ideas that can help the O's here, both short term and long term.
Talking with Jim Duquette, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. One more on the Orioles for me, and then maybe we'll touch on the World Series. But so what are people saying? I know last year the new ownership came in and there was an expectation to see them bring in some impact players in free agency or trade, and they kind of worked on the margins again, and all mm-hmm. of that turned out to be disappointing. What are people saying? What are you hearing? Is it going to be same old this offseason, or do they, because we feel like they need to do something impactful, like multiple impactful right. things. What are you hearing as far as that's concerned?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think there's a lot of skepticism this year on that until they do it.
Yeah.
You know, because the feeling was last year they were going to spend money, and it was spent, you know, in you know, areas that didn't work and guys that weren't healthy. And so, you know, I think that they have a lot to prove. And even if and when they say, you know, sign those guys, whoever they are, end up being, you know, I think it's almost going to be like, all right, well, let's see, you know, on the surface, it looks good. Let's see. Cause they haven't had, you know, a recent track record that's been successful, you know? So, the Mets went through this, last year, you know, 2 years ago, every move they made went really well. And then this past year, almost every one of them was the complete opposite. And so he, you know, David Stearns has been in the game a long time. He's going through the same type of skepticism within the fan base. So, you know, it's not just here in Baltimore, but I think with Mike, you know, the proof's going to end up being not only, you know, what it looks like on the surface in the wintertime, but how they perform next year. So I think that, you know, it's a healthy skepticism throughout the industry, And I don't think he can change it just by signing one or two guys, I'd say, this winter.
Well, Jim, let's get to the World Series pivotal game five tonight. Blake Snell, he got roughed up in game one. He's starting tonight. Trey Savage for the Blue Jays. How do you see tonight playing out? And if you look at it historically, when the series is tied at two, the winner of game five goes on to win the World Series a heck of a lot more often than
Magic
not.
Johnson said so.
Yeah. Do you think the winner tonight ends up winning the series? And how do you see tonight playing out?
Yeah, you know what? Some of those numbers are compelling, right? I think it's when the series is tied 2-2, the winner of game five wins 67% of the time. I think that's what I saw the most recent stat. So, obviously it's important. Even if Toronto does go down 3-2, I mean, they just went down 3-2 the last series, and they lost their first two games at home. And we hadn't seen a team come back and win in that regard, since I think it was 1996. So, a lot of those numbers are great to talk about, but like when you're talking about either, especially the Jays, they have been a team that's come back from things that you never would have expected. Right. Having said all that, to me, a lot of this is, the last time that they pitched, Snell had the upper hand going into it because he had been pitching so well, but he had 11 days off. And they rocked him pretty good, and they attacked his off-speed stuff and his changeup in particular. That was a huge weapon in the prior starts. It was not a factor. They hit, five hits off the changeup. So, to me, can he establish his fastball and changeup combination? He's got the good breaking ball. You try to lay off that anyway. I think that, to me, is a key for the Jays early on. And Savage has been... He's been a guy that has bent but hasn't broken. He's had a lot of guys on base. That doesn't bode well over a period of time. It evens out, but he's been able to get out of jam. So I feel like it's going to come down to the bullpens again, and I don't think there's an advantage either way on these bullpens too for me watching them. So I'm looking forward to it. I think if you had to give a slight edge, I'd give it to the Dodgers tonight. And we'll see if the offense for the Jays continues to really swing the bat well, because that's been the story. I mean, they've been averaging over 6 runs a game. So,
Jim Duquette, you're the best, man. Thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, you got it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yep. Coming up next, a little more Orioles, as we've talked to a couple of guests today in the last hour about Adley Rutschman coming off back-to-back disappointing seasons, and new manager Craig, I was about to call him Savage, Craig Albernez, he's tasked with getting Adley fixed. Is he fixable? It's Totally Radley next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.